around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as that show music transmits across the nation, it's our siren to all of you out there to say, let's do it, everyone. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, September 20th, 2025. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, everything and anything in the world of travel is coming your way over these next 120 minutes together. And off we go to make that happen. A programming alert that after next week's live broadcast, Mary and I are off to Hawaii with this show. Mary's already shaking her head. Exactly. She's excited, as am I. So everyone listening right now on AM 1110 and FM 96.7 KAOI Radio, we are headed your way as the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 begins on September 29th. And we'll be broadcasting from that island on October 4th. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. We're heading to Mama's Fish House again for dinner. I can't wait.
You're already starting the packing.
Famous restaurant on the island.
We're going to go celebrate our anniversary, too.
Yes, can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to meeting all the folks there again. Rudy, hello to you up there in St. Paul today.
Hello. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
It's coming, but thank you.
We'll take it.
So, Bobby, listen, good morning, first of all, to you in Dallas. Appreciate all you do for us down there. It was some game between our Giants and your Cowboys last Sunday. Had the Giants not had so many penalties, we'd be 1-1 rather than 0-2. We'll see how the Chicago Bears treat you tomorrow, and hopefully our Giants can make the Kansas City Chiefs 0-3 tomorrow night. Thoughts?
That was one of the craziest games I ever saw. And yeah, I think you guys had, if you include the ones that were declined or offset, I think you guys had 21 penalties,
which is quite
a lot. But we're on to Chicago. We're on to deep dish pizza later tonight. So it'll be a good trip.
Bobby.
That's exactly where we're going. We got Lou Malnati's at 7:15.
Excellent.
Yum, lucky you.
Mark will appreciate if he's listening.
I was going to text you during that game last week when we were up. I was so excited. I'm a diehard Giants fan, but I'm glad I didn't text you because that would have gone right back in my face.
So on a serious note, Bobby, though, I certainly think the majority of our nation tomorrow is certainly going to all be focused on Phoenix. I mean, as much as we want to talk about football and so forth, I mean, President Trump, Vice President Vance, Secretary of State Rubio, they're all going to be speaking at the funeral gathering for Charlie Kirk. I mean, it's going to be an emotional day for our country. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, just around, you know, Dallas and around our building and around our company here at Salem, it's been a very emotional couple weeks. And I think tomorrow will be a big culmination of it.
Yeah, I think so as well. So, yeah. Okay, Mary, so now let's switch gears.
Well, let's switch gears. Let's talk travel polls. As you listen to our broadcast today, we would love for you to go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com. You will see our latest polls right there on the homepage. Two questions. What's a must-do for you at a hotel or resort? And a second question, how much are you likely to spend on your next trip? And as always, you have plenty of options to choose from, so please go vote.
And we appreciate the people this week have already jump-started by voting, so those numbers will grow significantly over the weekend, but go do that, and we appreciate that. So before we transition into our travel news roundtable, I want to take a moment and thank the team with our local New York City affiliate here, AM 970 WNYM Radio. RJ and I, we had joined them for a terrific dinner cruise around New York City earlier this week. We enjoyed connecting with so many of the local personalities, some of the local sponsors with the station and service station management. Even John Katsimatidis was there with us. Enjoyed connecting with him. So thank you as you hear this. It was well done, very classy event, and nice to be a part of it. So now we'll get to some of the travel news that has grabbed our attention and we think should also grab yours as well. Mary, where do you want to start us off?
Sure. So premium travel credit card annual fees are increasing, and notable examples as of September, actually as of just this week, American Express Platinum Card is going to $895 a year, up from $695. Current holders, you're going to see this change on your renewal date. And Chase Sapphire Reserve, the annual fee moves to $7.95 from $5.50, but I want to focus on what's new with the Amex card. First of all, they have a new travel app, and I downloaded it. It's available on iOS now. It should be coming out on Android within the next couple of weeks. And they do have, I'm not a big app person, but if you want all of your travel planning, your hotel booking, your flight booking, your transportation in one place, and you also want to be inspired according to your preferences for trips, it's pretty pretty slick. It's a pretty slick app. It's pretty user friendly. So again, that's available on iOS. They're very. Okay. So here's the one feature that I'm really questionable on. The new app is going to allow you to go on a wait list at Centurion lounges, because we all know, right, Rudy, they are so crowded these days. Yeah. And you're going to be able to go on a standby list and be notified when there is a free space for you. But that to me just reminds us all that those lounges are way too crowded to begin with.
But the issue, you and I, for example, we need our own card each to get in because they changed that. We used to be able to go. We have a card for business.
Right.
But only one of us can get in.
Right. But,
one
you
good,
know, they,
one,
they
can
do.
Can I interrupt on one good yeah. thing on this? The fees are going up. And if you already have a card whose fee is going to go up, all the perks as of today, I think, are available to you,
correct,
even though you're not paying the $200
more
a year quite yet.
Yeah, right, so. Exactly. So, you know, they do have $600 in hotel credits, but I feel like that's not enough
that's
for
out.
That
you
fee.
You only get it $300 every
300
six
the first half, $300 the second half.
$300 the second half, yeah. So I don't know how...
You saw Lululemon and you're
like... So $300 for Lululemon. If anyone shops at Lululemon, you all know that one item can cost you $300.
Yeah.
I'm being sarcastic,
case,
but not really.
It's only like, $75 a quarter.
Right,
so what do you
right.
get?
And a $200 Aura credit. Isn't that smart ring? If you don't want a smart ring, that does you nothing. That's no good.
Right. Well, so. $300 in Resi, any restaurants
yeah.
you eat in where Resi does the reservations, you'll get that much
money. Yeah, you got to go through. But here's the thing, if you don't, American Express, when the card first came out, I think back right around 1960, I think it was 1958, but we'll just say right around 1960, it was $6, okay? And they wanted it to be the most expensive. It was a dollar more.
Right,
than
they've always wanted
there.
To be the most
and
exclusive.
They're the most
right.
expensive now, so
$6.
I mean, there you are. Folks, if you have one of these premium cards and you actually share with us rmworldtravel.com/contact your thoughts on this. We'd love to hear that. I know we all talk about this pretty frequently. So another thing I want to talk about, you know, there are many people listening who earn commissions as part of their job. You know, you think real estate, media, automotive, medical, I mean, other industries come to mind. Well, travel agents are, they also make the majority of their money through commissions, and getting paid is not always very easy. And in a big move to address this issue, starting with hotels, ASTA is launching a blacklist of hotels that don't pay on time. And by the end of this month, American Society of Travel Advisors, that's ASTA, they will have the ability to report slow or no pay hotels. And they'll also be able to search for hotels reported to avoid working with them and so forth, which is going to be interesting because they're on this blacklist of offenders. ASTA also says they're going to get their lawyers involved with this. So these companies need to pay up or else, you know, they're just travel advisors. It's not fair. They're not getting paid.
No, that's their job to advocate for them. Yeah.
Rudy, we only have about 20 seconds. Anything really quick you can throw in there?
Well, today Notre Dame opened up entirely for the first time in 6.5 years, and Lyft and Waymo are teaming up to launch robo-taxis starting in, Nashville is the first city for on your Lyft app, you'll also be able to get a self-driving Waymo car.
But Rudy, nicely done on that. I appreciate that. So, all right, and that's beautiful. Before the music even started, you got that in, which was great. So I'll throw in there, by the way, Carnival. If Carnival is your way to go see Hawaii, well, they're going to now offer cruises starting in 2027 and 2028. That's going to be on their Legend based out there. When we return, Richard Abalafia joins the show. We're going to talk about the aviation sector of travel. The Destination Spotlight is still coming later this hour. We're back in 180 seconds, folks.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Are you dreaming of your next big adventure? Well, with Colette, you can see the world and save big while you're at it. Right now, you're going to save up to $1,500 per couple with stackable discounts on guided tours across all 7 continents. Book big, save bigger, and let the experts handle the details so you can relax and enjoy the journey. Book by September 26th using offer code HELLO2026. Visit GoColette.com for more details. That's GoColette.com. And you can also find that link on our website at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
We're certainly living in interesting times, and current circumstances have made it more clear than ever that you just never know when it comes to travel. This is why we encourage you to have coverage from Travel Guard Travel Insurance. We're strong believers in the importance of travel insurance. It's something we always make sure we have because it's affordable and protects in so many ways. You've heard me say now for years that there are some things in life you just shouldn't do without. Well, traveling with travel insurance is one of them. Coverage includes many items such as trip cancellation, interruption and delay coverage, medical expenses and evacuation, translation services, passport or ticket replacement, lost or delayed baggage, flight and hotel rebooking, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, and more. They even offer concierge services, and in today's world, look for CFAR or cancel for any reason coverage as well. Bottom line, whether your next trip is a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, international or domestic, connect with TravelGuard at TravelGuard.com and get the coverage you should have. You'll also find a direct link on our website. That's rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Remember back to school shopping as a kid? New notebooks, new shoes, new routines? Well, this fall, Raycon's calling it back to cool because Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are a must-have for getting into a fall routine and making everything smoother. These earbuds are packed with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, new colors, and a comfortable design. Raycon quality rivals premium audio brands for half the price. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, everyone, as we now move into the guest portion of the program, the aviation sector of travel is going to have our attention these next 10 minutes or so, and we're sponsored by GoColette.com/United States.
America's turning 250, and it's why we say let's go, everyone. Whether your interests include the mountains, the music cities, monuments, or Main Street, America's not something just to remember. It's something to get out and go experience.
You know, Colette has been guiding travelers across America for over a century now. They offer tours in varieties to suit every type of traveler in our audience. Go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make our nation great and travel unforgettable. You can find all the information you'll need, show specials, things like that at gocolette.com/United States, or just find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Now we're headed down to Washington, D.C. on our show hotline as we reconnect with show friend Richard Abulafi, a managing director of Aerodynamic Advisory.
All right. Well, we've been looking forward to this, Mary, all this week. So here we go. Richard, listen, 6 weeks from now, we'll mark your first appearance on this program with us. That was back at the start of November 2017. So I believe this is your 16th appearance on the program with us. We've certainly covered a lot during that time. Nice to have you back on air with us today.
Oh, really honored by that. Thanks so much, and great to be back on.
Well, love it, for sure. So we'll start here. You know, Boeing, Airbus, and other manufacturers like Embraer, you know, we've always, you know, had some discussions from time to time on them. As we broadcast on this September 20th with three quarters of 2025 nearly over, I want to know, what's your position on the health and current standings of Boeing and Airbus? What do you like that's happening with both these companies, and what maybe has your greatest attention from them these days?
Yeah, right. And, you know, as we've said before, and I can't say strongly enough, without adequate capacity, things get more expensive and less convenient for travelers, right? So we need these folks to come through for us. The good news since we last spoke is Boeing is looking better and better. You know, they had a, had to put it gently, a difficult century leading up to this point. But under new leadership, they've had a really good past, 9 to 10 months. And there have been a few hiccups, but in general, production is on the up and up. They're finally getting to the FAA's cap level of 737 output, 38 per month, and they're well set to go beyond that. Airbus is doing well, perhaps not as, you know, they were doing fine, and they're still doing fine. You know, they'd like to get to 75 per month of their single aisle series. That's going to take a while longer. Embraer, too, doing reasonably well. You know, they're happy with their niche, I guess you could say, which is primarily regional jets,
right,
plus some slightly larger jets that travelers might encounter. As a matter of fact, for that E195E2, the 100-seat model, they just got their first North American customer. So that's certainly welcome. So I think the industry in general is doing, finally turning a corner, doing a lot better at meeting demand.
Well, it's good news for Boeing, for
well,
sure.
Well, certainly more positive than the last time we spoke, particularly on Boeing. So, Richard, Robert just talked about it again this past Monday during our Monday through Friday. We have our daily travel minutes that we do for our stations, and we've discussed this on the show with frequency on our two-hour show on Saturdays. We don't really expect Spirit Airlines to necessarily be in operation for much longer, at least as a standalone and maybe viable airline. Now, whether they're gobbled up by Frontier or sold off in parts, it's a lot yet still to be determined. But it's, Richard, it's never a good thing when you're in your second bankruptcy in less than a year and your leasing companies are starting to take back your jets. So definitely want to get your thoughts on the current realities for Spirit.
Yeah, you know, it sure isn't looking good, is it? You know, the only thing I can say is it's not a market issue. It's not like, you know, the aftermath of 9/11 and you had mass bankruptcies and everything like that, or the Great Recession. It's everyone else is doing fine. It's the only question is, can that ultra low cost model survive on its own in this form? And the answer increasingly is not looking great. Mm-hmm. And the only positive news is that if it does go gently into that good night, as you say, every one of its assets, jets, people, slots, what have you, they're going to be absorbed by the system very quickly.
Yeah, they will be. There's no question. Yeah. All right, you know, I'll take you in a different direction, because on Thursday we saw President Trump over in the UK signing, you know, a massive $350 billion US-UK tech deal with their prime minister. It also included many CEOs from a cross-section of major corporations, including aviation. So, you know, now many experts are saying what was signed, it's a game changer. So to build on what just happened a few days ago, we talk a lot about how AI is being implemented into travel by hotels, travel agents, the OTAs, theme parks, other sectors like that. But I'm curious to hear ways that you think AI is going to be a change for the airline business, the overall airline sector, and are there any tangible things you're looking forward to from its increased use?
Well, you know, I tend to take kind of an incremental view to technology in all its forms. That's the way it's always been, and, you know, massive revolutions don't happen terribly often. Better, more reliable, predictive diagnostics, you know, better capacity management. I think it's all going to get better because of these new tools. Will that revolutionize things? I don't think so. But, you know, you think the way you've been traveling over the past couple of decades, there are fewer canceled flights. There are fewer massive lateness flights. There are fewer, you know, equipment, bits of equipment suddenly taken offline because of some unforeseen event, maintenance event. Things are getting better. I think this will accelerate that. And I'm looking forward to that, certainly, just reliability.
Richard, as we bounce around on some macro topics here with you today, I'm sure you got the word this week, like we did, that the U.S. Department of Transportation took a major stand and ordered Delta Airlines and Aeromexico to dissolve their joint venture by next year. The DOT cited the Mexican government is restricting competition at their airports, and the agreement gives Delta and Aeromexico an unfair advantage that could potentially hurt U.S. carriers like American, United, Southwest, and others. And it's worth noting that although the move is being made by the Trump administration, the previous Biden administration also proposed ending this joint venture for similar reasons and didn't act on it. So listen, we're all for fair competition, but I'm curious, how do you see it impacting Delta as well as even Aeromexico?
Yeah, I mean, Mexico is a strange place from an aviation standpoint. I mean, everyone loves to, I certainly love to travel there.
Yeah.
But they don't do their aviation industry a great deal of favors. They just don't. The fact that they, you know, that AMLO, the previous, of course, president, just destroyed the new airport before it happened,
right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Leaving them with this this relic in Mexico City. It's a constrained market, and there's all sorts of limitations. So hopefully, maybe this will do some good in terms of getting the Mexican government to deregulate a bit or to take a more flexible approach to aviation. And, you know, I don't think this is a huge part of, you know, you look at Delta, of course, it's enormous. Their international routes are more and more important. Mexico is part of that. This isn't going to kill their Mexico market access. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's a relatively relatively small part.
Well, I think it's designed.
Delta.
It's
going to
get the Mexican government's attention for sure. And,
hopefully.
You know, we'll see. So, all right. So we'll go this direction with you. So I'm not sure how you are on planes, Richard, but I've never been a person who can sleep on a plane. I use the time frame likely to work. I mean, I'm the person there, whether it's a two-hour flight or a 12-hour flight, I'm working away, getting a lot of things done. You know, because of our loyalty status, living here in the New York City area as well, you know, we happen to fly American or their partner airlines most of the time. And a major frustration to me is how many other airlines have moved to offering free Wi-Fi, but American has been extremely slow and are still taxing their travelers with usage fees. So, you know, we saw hotels lose business in past years by not offering free Wi-Fi. Now pretty much every hotel out there offers free Wi-Fi, especially if you're part of their loyalty program. The cruise sector of travel is still making big money on Wi-Fi, again, unless you're part really a high level in that case of their loyalty program. But with Southwest Airlines moving to offer free Wi-Fi by the end of October and past moves by some other airlines, my question is two parts for you, really. How important do you feel offering free Wi-Fi to travelers is on planes? And do you think the airlines will absorb the cost as a necessity of doing business, or they're going to find a way to pass it on to all of us through the ticket prices?
Yeah, great questions, of course. And, you know, it's one of those things, I didn't realize what a powerful marketing tool it was until I started taking advantage of it. You know, Delta, kudos to Delta for leading the way.
That's great.
And it is such, I mean, it works for me, right? And I suspect it works for you. So the people who are dragging their feet, yeah, I mean, take as long as you like, but we're all going to the same place, which is free Wi-Fi on board. Not
but
welcome
but
today.
Would you agree they're gonna find a way? I mean, whether it's a couple of 50 cents, a buck, $2, whatever, there's no way they're giving all this for free, though.
Yeah, no, that's right. But, you know, at the end of the day, if they're a bit foolish, they'll try to put a line item in your ticket price, you know, Wi-Fi charge $1.75 or whatever. If they're smart, it'll just get absorbed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you think about it, it's a rounding error in the broader finances of running an airline. So just make it kind of
exactly.
Go away and use it as a marketing tool.
Let consumers think it's free and just give it to us.
It is so agitating when I get on the plane
it's
and
very
I'm still
frustrating.
Paying. And I knew if I was flying on another airline.
Yeah.
So, well, Richard, again, always nice to connect with you. This went by very quickly. We still had about three more items we wanted to get to, but this is why, it'll be your 17th appearance that we'll get to more of this stuff. So I really appreciate you being
Hugely
part of
the looking forward to it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you,
you
Richard.
Very much. Have a great weekend, okay?
You do the same. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Take care, Richard.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there goes Richard Mary. Appearance number 16, finito.
17's on the horizon.
Get ready for 17 coming at some point. All right. We're going to step aside for some sponsor messages in about 20 minutes. It's the latest Destination Spotlight. But next, Heritage Travel is on tap. 80% of today's broadcast is still to come, everyone. Don't go anywhere.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations.
With more than 150 resorts across the U.S., Europe, Mexico, Asia, the Caribbean, and elsewhere, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities ranging from beautiful pools to state-of-the-art fitness centers.
We like that you can convert membership points into Hilton Honor points and use them for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide, or for car rentals, air travel, and more. Their flexible point-based vacation ownership system enables members all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional homeownership.
They also offer a one-of-a-kind program called HGV Ultimate Access that delivers special events and experiences from private concerts by top-selling musicians to celebrity chef-hosted dinners, world-class sporting events, and more.
Wherever your travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations because where you stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or, as always, check out RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at RMWorldTravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/carry. You know, a great mattress can make a world of difference in your life, which is why you sleep when you get in a bed at a luxury hotel resort or a top cruise ship. Perhaps better than at home. Could be heavenly. Frankly, many of us are sleeping on worn-out mattresses at home, so why not let us help you change that this weekend and save you 25% in the process. Our team at HelixSleep.com/carry delivers top-quality luxury that's also very affordable. To find out which mattress will work best for you and your body, just take their sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in less than 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge, and if you aren't satisfied, they'll pick it up and you can return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Unlike a lot of mattress companies, Helix owns its own manufacturing facility. And each mattress is made in the USA by skilled manufacturers. They offer a lineup of 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections. Then there's the Helix Plus. That's a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers. And the Helix Kids, designed for growing bodies and endorsed by child sleep experts. All this is why you won't get a better sleep than on a Helix mattress. To prove it, as a show fan, you will receive a 100-night risk-free trial, so you got nothing to lose. Look, we all need our sleep to be more productive at work, have better overall health, and be happier in life. But everybody sleeps differently, which is why HelixSleep.com/Carrie has various mattresses to choose from. These mattresses have been named the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. So again, save 25% at Helix Sleep, that's H-E-L-I-X Sleep, all one word, HelixSleep.com/Carrie, or find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Now, let me ask you a question. Who are you? I mean, do you really know who you are? It's a question that involves your parents and those who came before them. And learning about one's ancestry has led to several companies who now help folks learn about their family trees. Take, for example, my next guest. Jessica Taylor is the CEO of Legacy Tree. She's a genealogist, and it's a company that doesn't just search for your family's background. It also does DNA analysis to help. Jessica, welcome to the show. As you know, we're a travel show, and I know many Americans travel to try to find out more about their family past. But I also know you have researchers in more than 100 countries. How do you use those researchers, and how does DNA come into the picture?
Well, hi. Nice to be here. So we use those researchers around the world to get us records anywhere in the world that we may need them. There's a lot online that you can find, but there's a lot that's still out there in random parish churches and libraries all over the world. And then DNA, we love. It's been a great tool because if the record just doesn't exist on paper, sometimes DNA is a great backdoor approach to trying to figure out who somebody's ancestors are.
But you'd have to have the DNA of the ancestors. How is that obtained?
Yeah, it's a little tricky. There's a process of triangulation where we're working with our client and perhaps other people who are related to the client who have also done DNA testing, and maybe that line has a better paper trail than our client's particular line, but we can connect them together through DNA. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, yes. I couldn't do it myself, but I hear you. What would be the first step? If I wanted to know where the Maxa family came from, what's the first thing I do if I call you guys up?
Well, we'd want to know everything you already know. So, you know, whatever you've heard from your family before, any of that, we'd want to start with to save some time. And then we would just go loose and work in whatever way is most efficient and effective to find your family tree. So, you know, first steps would be looking through indexes and online and fast sources to see, you know, what's available, what can be proven quickly. And then when that runs out, then we'll work with our, you know, on-site people to track down any obscure records that we might need to try to prove who your ancestors are.
And do I offer up DNA right away, or is that sort of an extra level that probably costs more?
That would just be if needed. Yeah, if we, okay, you know, if we need that extra information, then we'd definitely get it.
What does it cost to start this, or to do it? An average genealogy search that Legacy Tree genealogists does, what does it cost?
We bill per hour, but for a block of hours. And so, you know, it would depend on how much information you want us to find and how difficult your goal is. You know, if you're looking for really recent ancestry, that's going to be a quicker process than if you have some really difficult brick wall in Ireland or something. We're going to need more time. So it really can depend on what you need and how much time you want us to spend.
What's that first block of time cost for a simple thing, relatively simple?
Well, we're a full service company, so we start generally with a block of 25 hours of work. So that is about $3,000 to do that kind of work.
Okay. And do you do this? Do you provide this service to folks in other countries? Can somebody from Yugoslavia, you know, I don't know, Georgia, the country of Georgia, call you up and do this?
Yeah, we work with clients in many, many different countries around the world.
And are you a genealogist yourself?
I am. Yeah, I used to do a lot, you know, full-time genealogy myself, and then grew out this business and have been doing this for about 20 years. But I did actually end up in a university that teaches genealogy as a profession and have a bachelor's degree in genealogy.
And do some folks come to you knowing basically nothing more than who their grandparents were?
Yeah, I mean, especially our DNA needing clients who don't know even who their biological parents are. So yeah, it really depends. And we can help people depending on whatever they need, whether it's they know nothing or they know a lot.
Jessica Taylor is the CEO of Legacy Tree Genealogists. You can find more information by going to legacytree.com. Thanks for joining us, Jessica.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We love the Helix Sleep mattresses. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you have back pain, night sweats, or other sleep issues, you're going to find relief with a Helix mattress. And Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Just take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide. That's 25% off. You can also visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
We love the Helix Sleep mattresses. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you have back pain, night sweats, or other sleep issues, you're going to find relief with a Helix mattress. And Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Just take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide. That's 25% off. You can also visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This segment is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection for your home or small business called simplysafe.com/carry. When you think of securing your place, what do you imagine? An alarm that blares after an intruder trips a sensor, catching the attention of a neighbor, if you're lucky. A monitoring agent who calls to make sure you're safe, but only after your feeling of safety has been shattered. The problem with most security systems is they only take action once the break-in has begun, and that's simply too late. SimplySafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to be proactive, not reactive. Here's how. With Active Guard outdoor protection, smart A1-powered cameras identify threats lurking outside your place and immediately alert SimpliSafe's professional monitoring agents. These agents intervene in real time before a break-in even begins. That's security. And with a 60-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts, SimpliSafe makes sense. We appreciate that SimpliSafe.com/carry earns its business by keeping customers safe and satisfied every day. Now get 50% off your system with SimpliSafe.com by using the code carry. So it's SimpliSafe.com/carry, or as always, you can find the link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. I have on this show and elsewhere often talked about go here, not there, in regard to visiting secondary or tertiary towns when traveling, rather than necessarily fighting crowds in, say, Paris or Los Angeles, particularly during prime tourist season. Caroline Bologna is a senior reporter with the Huffington Post, and she recently wrote an article on the subject of, and this is a new word to me, townsizing. Caroline, did you come up with that word? And even if you didn't, please explain what it means.
I wish I was that creative. So the term townsizing actually originates in a report from Priceline, where they were identifying travel trends for 2025. And the concept is really just choosing to visit smaller towns, often lesser-known destinations, but not necessarily, instead of a major city or a very crowded touristy destination. It sort of feeds into this idea that amidst a lot of the chaos of life and distressing news, the idea of escaping to like a quaint town probably feels, you know, even more needed. Anything about popular shows like Gilmore Girls that people love to rewatch, or My Life with the Walter Boys, just sort of the idealizing of small town life.
Well, let's take some examples. So let's say I want to go to Charleston, South Carolina, which is a very beautiful city, but it's certainly very crowded with tourists at times. What might you suggest otherwise?
So you might head elsewhere in South Carolina, maybe to Beaufort, and have some of that, you know, serene, low country town vibes, or you could go to Jekyll Island, Georgia, and, you know, get a really peaceful walk along Driftwood Beach and, you know, go to quaint shops, things like that.
And what if you did grow up as a young woman, or a man for that matter, watching those three women cut a swath through New York City? Instead of going to New York City, what's an alternative?
Smaller town, and a charming small town, you know, in the state of New York, you could venture a little further out and go to Aurora, which, you know, is the home of Mackenzie Childs, if you know that brand, which is really, I think, epitomizes the idea of small town charm. And, you know, even if you liked American Girl dolls, the creator of those dolls has sort of made it a project to transform some of the town and give it even more of that sort of twee charming vibe.
I like your alternative to San Francisco very much.
Oh, yeah. Carmel by the Sea is such a lovely place. I am so grateful I've had the chance to visit. It's not necessarily the most hidden gem. It's a very popular tourist destination, but, you know, there's so much to do, like lovely restaurants, just a slow, calm vibe, beautiful architecture, and it's quite close to other destinations, too. You can always combine your town sizing portion with something bigger.
You can drive along Big Sur if the road hasn't washed out on that particular time you're there. How about Portland, Oregon?
Yeah, so for Portland, you know, obviously a very famous city. And there's a whole show about the unique culture of the city. But you could also travel a little further out to Hood River, Oregon, which is a really popular destination with great, you know, wineries and hiking and fishing and breweries. All kinds of fun adventures await there.
You can read Caroline Bologna's piece at HuffPost.com/life. You also write about an alternative to Miami, which has gotten very popular. And trust me, in the winter, I mean, you know, and I know, but I'm asking the listeners who haven't been there, in the winter, it is just, it's so crowded, Miami Beach. What would you suggest?
Yes. So I think instead of Miami, if you're looking to have a nice beach experience without the crowds, consider going over to the Florida Panhandle. You don't necessarily have the warmest temperatures in the winter compared to Miami, but for most of the year, it's always quite temperate. But Panama City Beach is a lovely town, and really the beaches are so pristine, just the softest, you know, that Gulf Coast white sand and beautiful waters. I grew up in Louisiana, so the Panhandle was a big vacation destination for my family, and I love it there.
Caroline Bologna is a senior reporter of the Huffington Post. Caroline, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Back at it we go, everyone. It is time for the latest destination spotlight. And as we move into this e-block, America's 29th state is our focus that's sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
Go enjoy yourself in locations as unique as you are, because as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations is going to give you premier travel experiences with over 200 plus resorts in places like Las Vegas, Florida, Mexico, Maui, where we're headed next week, and a lot more. They provide spacious upscale accommodations, and they're going to give you home-like features with resort-style amenities.
You know, they also have locations all across New York here where we are. Wherever travel takes you, folks, find more information by going to HiltonGrandVacations.com or just connect at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
It's time to spotlight Iowa, a state that joined the Union back in 1846. Holding for us is Jessica Dunker, CEO of the state's Hotel and Lodging Association.
Well, we appreciate you joining us today, Jessica, as we showcase Iowa. Welcome.
Thank you. So glad to be joining you.
Nice to have you aboard with us this morning. So, you know, Mary and I have traveled across this country to so many different places, and our time in Iowa ranks very high. Some of the nicest people we've experienced here in the U.S. you'll find in Iowa. We've discussed, frankly, how much we've enjoyed your state fair a number of times on the program. Places like Des Moines, you know, are such a cultural, rich place to visit. I think folks would be surprised by the variety of restaurants and nightlife in Cedar Rapids. There's a well-done farmer's market in Davenport. I mean, I could go on about Ames, Sioux City, Council Bluffs, but what do you most connect with about the state and enjoy personally, Jessica?
Well, when you talk about how nice the people of Iowa are, that's a real thing. We call it Iowa Nice. And when you come here, you feel it and you sense it. And it's not just that simple hello on the street. You can ask anyone that you meet, where should I go today? What should I do today? And everyone will probably have an answer. I think what's really unique about us is we are a little bit humble. And the research has told us that we apologize often thinking, is there enough for people to do for them to want to come to our state? But the national research shows that most people know so little about us that they don't have an impression. And so we're really, for many people, we're something you may not have thought of, but boy, if you come, we can show you some really interesting things.
So perfect segue to my question, and I want to give folks an idea of the size of Iowa. It's not really a tiny state. It is the 26th largest state in our nation, and if you love presidential libraries, the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library and Museum is located where he was born in West Branch. And Jessica, you just intimated it. There's a unique amount of Iowan attractions, Field of Dreams, Swinging Bridge, and Columbus Junction. You have Roller Coaster Road, which if you don't know what that is and you're listening, look it up, near Harper's Ferry. And you have an Iowa 80 Trucking Museum, all kinds of things to do. What's something that you say is uniquely Iowan when it comes to an attraction?
Well, I don't think you can talk about Iowa without thinking about riding your bicycle and drinking some beer, because we have one of the most extensive trail systems in the nation. We welcome thousands and thousands of bicycle riders for a full week of riding in the great ride across the state of Iowa called Ragbri. People come from all over the world to do that. Mm-hmm. That's created a culture that's let us showcase breweries, farmers markets, small town friendly, and the really interesting farm to table cuisine that we lay claim to. You know, when people do think about Iowa, all of our research says they think about two things. They expect to see a farmer's market, and they expect to do farm-to-table dining. And boy, do we do that in spades here in the state. So
I love that.
Get on a bicycle in almost any community, and you can land at a great restaurant or at a great farmer's market, and definitely at a great brewery.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the diversity amongst the hotel and lodging options for travelers. You know, Hotel Julian in Dubuque, is one of the oldest hotels in the state. There are a number of casino hotel properties across the state. We've heard some very nice things, have not been there, to the Warrior Hotel in Sioux City. Anything you want to share about the hospitality sector of travel in Iowa?
Well, we have everything that you could possibly expect. And the historic hotels are extensive and interesting and all have great history in the state. I'd also throw out the Hotel Fort Des Moines right here in our capital, right in the vibrant downtown. It's recently been renovated and redone, and it is absolutely glorious. We have the historic Black Hawk Hotel in the Cedar Falls area. So if history is your thing, there's the Frank Lloyd Wright Hotel up in Mason City. So we have all kinds of interesting architecture, interesting history, and great places all across the state for you to stay. I think we are probably a quiet surprise to almost anyone who arrives
here. That's well put. That's
a great way
to
describe it. You mentioned architecture. I want to give a shout out to the state capitol in Des Moines. I think it's one of the most beautiful that exists in our country.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely stunning.
We would say it's the most beautiful, but Wisconsin argues with
us. And ice cream fans, you need to go to Lamar's, Iowa. The town billed as the ice cream capital of the world. So last question from us today, Jessica. As America turns 250, what's a reason you say for travelers to come celebrate our nation in the Hawkeye State? And you have about 20 seconds.
Well, you have to visit our state fair. That is something that's on many top 10 lists for travelers annually. And truly, there is nothing like it. If you've never experienced a butter cow, you got to come to Iowa.
I agree with that.
We really enjoy welcoming people to our state
fair. It is
fair.
A great fair. Yeah. Listen, I know Mary also had me out there, that famed covered bridge in Madison County.
I did,
out
yeah.
there. John Deere
I'm
Tractor
like, we
Museum.
Have to find that bridge.
We did. We did. So, but the Iowa State Fair.
We had a blast.
It is less such a mark on Mary and me and our family. Yeah. Jessica, very nice connecting with you today. Again, great state. We wish you the best. Thank you very much for giving us a little bit of your time this morning.
Appreciate the opportunity. And please come to Iowa.
Thank you. Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, Iowa, listen, if you haven't been, great state, go, folks.
Indeed,
okay?
Yeah.
And Iowa is going to be how we wrap Hour 1 today. Another 60 minutes of the show is only 7 minutes away, so make sure you stay right where you are. Be sure to go vote in our latest travel polls on the homepage of our show website. And don't forget, you can also catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.